Ottawa, U.S. President Donald Trump will hit Canada with 25% tariffs on Tuesday, with a lower 10% duty for energy. Here are some quotes. I can assure you what President Trump underestimates, the resilience of the Canadian people, the strength of the Canadian people. No matter what political stripe, we come from Canada, we're united. I can tell the American people, Canada is not the problem. The problem is the Mexican border and China. That's where the problem is. Ontario Premier Doug Ford. So Trump built a wall, but it's a wall targeting us. Trump's tariff tax is an attack on Canada and who we are. Manitoba Premier Wab Kinew. I am disappointed with U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to place tariffs on all Canadian goods. This decision will harm Canadians and Americans alike and strain the important relationship between our two nations. Alberta will do everything in its power to convince the U.S. President and Congress, as well as the American people, to reverse this mutually destructive policy. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. It's remarkable to find ourselves at odds with our best friend and neighbor. Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston. Canada will not bow down to a bully. We won't stand by as illegal U.S. tariffs hurt our workers and their families. As Canadians, we need to face this challenge as one united team. I support dollar-for-dollar retaliatory tariffs aimed where they will be felt the hardest in the United States but will have the least impact in Canada. At the same time, we need a coordinated strategy to boost investment and to support our Canadian workers through what will be a difficult moment. Liberal leader candidate Mark Carney. We must put Canada first. That is why common-sense conservatives condemn President Trump's massive, unjust and unjustified tariffs on Canada's already weak economy. Canada is the United States' closest neighbor, greatest ally and best friend. We share the longest undefended border and fought alongside Americans in two world wars, Korea and Afghanistan, where 158 of our brave men and women died helping the U.S. avenge the 9/11 attacks. There is no justification whatsoever for this treatment. Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre. Donald Trump has unleashed an unprecedented trade war on our country. We can't let working Canadians pay the price. People are worried they'll lose their job. Families are worried about how they'll keep putting food on the table. It is urgent that the government is ready to put financial help into the hands of workers who are impacted, and that we protect as many jobs as possible with a strong commitment to Buy Canadian. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh. We will never forget this act of hostility against our workers, and we must take every measure possible, utilize every ounce of creativity we have, to build a strong, resilient, and diverse economy to never be held hostage by America again. Unifor National President Lana Payne. President Trump's 25% tariffs are a complete betrayal of the historic bond between our countries and a declaration of economic war against a trusted ally. British Columbia Premier David Eby. Memo to the press. When a president is elected by the people and then does what he promised to do, that's democracy. When a president is thwarted by unelected bureaucrats, that's oligarchy. President Trump refuses to bend the knee to that oligarchy. Buckle up. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance. It's like a marriage that's come to an end. Sarnia Mayor Mike Bradley. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 1, 2025. The Canadian Press Staff.